This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Good morning.
Kia ora, talofa.
Hello. That's not how it goes, eh?
It's Hi, our Sam. Time.
It's our time. Kia ora, talofa. Hello, Sam. Welcome to anniversary albums.
That was beautiful. Thank you for that. Yes, hello, welcome back. This week we're doing something quite special. An album that was actually recommended to us.
And therefore, I feel like we should dedicate it.
We're going to dedicate this to Amelia.
Yeah, sure, Amelia.
Our creative wizard.
Wizard.
Here at BFM. She suggested Lloyd Cole and the Commissions. I keep saying Commotions. I've also called them Lloyd Cole and the
Commissions. It says Commotions in
Zeta. Oh, it is Commotions. Gee whiz. I keep getting the name wrong.
Well, why would you be the Commissions?
I don't actually know. But
do you reckon that kind of makes it sound like you're an assassin?
It actually does a bit, yes. I've also
Commissioned.
As I was doing the research for this, I also kept calling them Lloyd Cole and the Commiserations.
Oh, so, well, commiserate, commission, and commote on
It's a
this.
Bit of a mouthful, but we are doing their debut album. It's called Rattlesnakes from 1984.
That's yes. The sound of a rattlesnake.
So, yes, this is dedicated to Amelia. I hope you're listening. Because they're from Glasgow.
Yes.
And they were formed in 1982 when Lloyd Cole, who's actually not from Scotland, he was from the UK, or from England, I should say, he was the leader of this group, and he was studying in Glasgow at the time where he met fellow members Blair Cohen, Lawrence Donegan, Neil Clark, and Stephen Irvine, and they're all Scottish people. So he was the only non-Scottish member of this group. He moved to Scotland in his 20s, basically, to study. And after a couple of years after forming, they managed to get a record contract with Polydor Records. And this basically allowed them to record an album. And the Scottish music scene at the time was quite hot, particularly with the likes of Orange Juice leading the charge. And Lloyd Cole and the Commissions quickly fell into that indie jangle pop scene.
Jingle, jangle,
that's
jungle.
My favourite. Yep, I keep saying jangle pop.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Yes. So, the songs for this album, Rattlesnakes, well, they were written by Cole at the Glasgow Golf Club, incidentally, because his father worked there and his family actually lived there at the Glasgow Golf Club.
So he lived on this.
He lived on a golf course, yes.
He lived on a golf course.
Yes.
It would be a perfect place to make music.
Yeah, just write songs while someone's, you know, out there on the tee.
Yeah, I'd imagine, though, it'd be quite a lot of hard work. Because I assume that his father maintained the grounds.
Yes, he worked there, so it was obviously a lot of work involved in that. But much of this album was written there, and there was quite a quick turnaround, actually, from forming the group to recording the album. And essentially all the songs of this album, they're kind of love songs, but they're kind of songs not just about falling in love, but heartbreak as well, and that kind of thing.
Oh.
So there's a bit of a
kind of... My favourite.
Yes, exactly. He even described the songs as a... things that people do when they are in love as well.
Oh, right.
So it's quite broad in that regard, covering all aspects of the love triangle, I guess you could call it.
What year is this from again?
1984.
Okay, 1984.
Yes,
so pre-Tinder.
Exactly, pre-social media.
You just
media.
Had to write songs
you do,
and form a band
and
to meet girls.
Make sure they're played on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, and get radio play.
Exactly. So obviously with these love songs, stylistically very well suited to that kind of jangle pop, melodic, indie chiming guitars and all that kind of thing. They fitted very well, like a glove, basically.
Fantastic.
So we're gonna start with a track called Perfect Skin, and this is the opening track and the first single from the record. And this is just an infectious jangle pop tune with lots of shimmering guitar licks and some sweet summery melodies, perfect for a beautiful day like this, even though we're in winter.
Yeah.
It definitely sets the tone for the whole record, and you get a sense straight away here about what this group is all about. There you go. There's that jangle guitar.
There it is.
There it is.
And we're jangling.
I choose my friends, oh, far too well. I'm up on the pavement, and they're all down in the cellar with their government grants. And my IQ, they brought me down a size, academia blues. Louise is a girl, I know her well. She's up on the pavement, yeah, she's a weather girl. And I'm staying up here, so I may be undone. She's inappropriate, but then she's much more fun. And when she smiles my way, scared. Shame on you, got no sense of grace. Shame on me. Just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary, and that's perfect skin. Louise is the girl with the perfect skin. She says turn on the light, otherwise it can't be seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin, and she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan eyes. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain for her perfect skin. Yeah, that's perfect skin. Like Greta Garbo, and I loved her then. How was she to know that? When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Up 8 flights of stairs to a basement flat. Pretty confused, huh? Been shipped around like that. Seems reclined so high, now we're so low. Strikes me the moral of this song must be there never has been one.
That was Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, our anniversary album for this week.
Happy 35.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So that was Perfect Skin. Lovely, lovely shimmering jangle pop song, that one. Mm-hmm. The next track we're going to play is the title track from the album, Rattlesnakes. It's track number 3 and the 3rd single that was released. This one's slightly different from the previous track. They've added some strings to this one.
Right.
And overall, I think it has a kind of bit of an Echo and the Bunnymen feel to it. A bit moody in places.
So watch out for the mood, everyone.
Right.
Dixon5395, let us know if you know anything about Lloyd Cole and the Commotions.
Are you from Scotland?
Are you from Scotland?
She says a girl eats a gun these days, hey, on account of all the rattlesnakes. She looks like Eva Riesel in On the Waterfront. She reads Simone de Beauvoir in her American Circumstance. And the never-born child still haunts her as she speeds down the freeway. As she tries her luck with the traffic police out of Baltimore and spy, she never finds no trouble. She tries too hard, she's obvious despite herself. She looks like Eva Riesel on the waterfront. She says all she needs is therapy. Yeah, all you need is love, is all you need. Mm-hmm. that a girl needs a gun these days. Hey, I'm accountable to rattlesnakes. She looks like Eve Marie Tom in On the Waterfront as she reads a wonderful one. In the American circumstance, her heart's like crazy paving, upside down and back to front. She says, ooh, it's so hard to love when love was your great disappointment.
And the Commotions, you're tuning into 95 BFM. That was the title track, Rattlesnakes, which is also... I've never met a rattlesnake before. We just got a text in. Hi, guys. I was living in London when this album came out. Brings back some great memories. Cheers, Peter. Peter.
Cheers, Peter, for that.
Yes, shot.
Thank you. I'm glad we're bringing back memories.
Yeah, and I don't know why I keep saying shot. I apologise. I'm not really that sorry, though. Anyway, we're going to have a break, and then we're going to commence the final round. The final countdown.
Final round.
Of anniversary albums.
How do you impart a lifelong love of discovery with a 15-second ad?
The Science Roadshow is at MOTAT this school holidays. Chock-a-full with interactive exhibits and two live shows.
That'll do it.
July 6th to the 21st. Normal MOTAT admission fees apply.
Design fans, creative types, turtleneck wearers, brace yourselves because New Zealand's most prestigious, popular and influential creative festival is back for its 17th year. Semi-permanent. Packed with top-flight talent, including fashion and design icon Chantal Martin, exceptionally intriguing visual artist Rafiq Anadol, and avant-garde art directors Linert and Sander. If you're serious about what it means to design at the highest levels, don't miss Semi-Permanent. 3 days, Auckland 15th to 17th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. Go to semipermanent.com.
The big smoke. You've been letting the city get you down. Skip means escape.
Cheaper.
Skip means comfort.
Faster.
Skip means easy booking and free Wi-Fi.
Funner.
Skip Express Bus. Go to skip.travel.
Yeah, definitely due for an oil change.
Great, I'll come back tomorrow.
Say, maybe 9 minutes.
Oh, okay. And do you need my keys? Should I leave the manual for the stereo? Do you need my email password at all?
Nah, I think we're all good.
There's a lot of oil.
No worries.
Oil changes make changing your oil easy. No appointment necessary, friendly staff, and all done in 9 minutes or less. Keep your car running smooth. Oil changes. Two Auckland locations, Botany and Kingsland. Go to oilchanges.co.nz.
Get up, come on. I'm going to pull the sheets off you in a minute.
It's early.
It's only as early as you feel, and I feel amazing. I've got the hose here. Do you want the hose?
No, look, okay, I'm getting up.
Are you though? It's time.
Yes, what?
For Rachel's special song. Shout out to my parents
who I think are probably listening. The 95 BFM Wake Up Call, Tuesdays on Breakfast. Jumpstart your morning with a truly electric tune, painstakingly selected by your mate, Rachel. The 95 BFM Wake Up Call, thanks to Altura Coffee.
Kia ora koutou mānau mai ki te irirangi pōho ko Geneva Takamingua. I'm here with Sam Smith and we're doing anniversary albums.
Hello.
And we've got our final song from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, Rattlesnakes.
Yes, we're just going to talk about how this album was received.
Yes.
Firstly.
This is 1984.
Yes, it did actually quite well commercially for an indie record at the time, making it into the top 13 in the UK charts. And it also made it to number 13 here in New Zealand. The music press were also fairly glowing. Sounds magazine called it the most uncontrived, gorgeous lump of gold to be mined from Scotland in ages.
Lump
of gold.
Lumpy,
yes.
Gold.
Nice little metaphor there. Spin called it the most interesting debut album since The Modern Lovers. While Enemy said, is there anyone who doesn't like Cole and his cronies?
Right.
Yes, very interesting take there. Its legacy has only grown since its release. AllMusic calls it one of the finest 80s albums, and it remains also to be considered one of the best albums of that era to come out of Scotland. No question. Mm. Of course, the Scottish music scene would only continue to flourish after this, with people like The Proclaimers, The Waterboys, Primal Scream, and Belle and Sebastian, and plenty more other bands as well. It's got a strong musical heritage and legacy going way back.
Yeah.
As for the band themselves, they released two more albums, which did actually slightly better commercially before splitting up in 1989. So they were only together for about 7 years all up, which is quite interesting. Although they did reunite in 2004 for a 20th anniversary tour. And of course, another reason why we're doing this album today is because Lloyd Cole is coming to New Zealand in November on a solo tour.
Oh, yeah.
He's continued to have a solo career. He's released 10 albums, actually, as a solo artist.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in this album or what you've heard, maybe consider getting along.
Yeah, you've got like a
Lloyd
whole...
Cole. You've got a few months.
So, oh, yeah, cool. That's exciting.
It is, yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're going to finish with track number 5. It's called Forest Fire. And this closes Side A and is the third and final single from the album. And I actually think this has kind of like a pulp Jarvis Cocker-like feel to it. See what you think.
Jarvis.
Yes, Jarvis.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Thanks for coming in, Sam.
No problems.
And I'll see you next week.
Ciao. She crossed herself. Ooh. As she put on her things, she has promised once before not to live this way. If she don't calm down, she will burn herself out like a forest fire. Well, doesn't that make you smile? If you don't slow down, I swear that I'll come round and mess up your place. Let's go for a spin. Say we shouldn't even know each other, and that will be undone. Don't it make you smile like a forest fire? I believe in love. I'll believe in anything. It's gonna get me what I want, get me off my knees. Then we'll burn your house down. Forest fire. Every time we get together. Do do do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. We get caught in this wind, then we could burn the ocean. If we get caught in this wind, we're gonna be undone. It's just a simple metaphor. It's for a burn.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.